Now, the pasuk when it talks about the cow being chayv misa mentions the baal repeatedly. It mentions the baal, the owner, the male owner. Baal is the male word, the owner of the cow. So you might have thought that would come to exclude ownerless or women, female, different. Might have come to exclude certain cows that are owned by certain people other than the standard regular man owner, but the pasuk says the word shor seven. Psukim say the word shor seven times. One because it needs to, and the other six times are extra to add these six other categories of owners that you might have thought were exempt, but they're not exempt. The cow is always going to get killed regardless. That's the Tanakama Shita, and there'll be a machlokas on the last three. But the first three out of six, everyone agrees. Shor shel isha, if the cow is owned by a woman, or shor hayisomim, the cow was owned by orphans, or shor apitropos, the cow was owned by. There was a guardian who was watching over it. In all those cases, it doesn't matter. Everyone agrees the cow gets killed, even though it doesn't have a normative baal male owner. But so what? Shor hamidbar. Now, according to this Tana, that same goes for shor hamidbar. That means just a feral cow, a cow that just is a wild cow from the bushes. But there's no owner, but still it's chayav misa. Or shor hekdesh, a cow that's owned by hekdesh, the Beis Hamikdash. Again, the Beis Hamikdash is a normative baal. And shor hager, or a cow that's owned by a convert, shemeis, but the convert died, the ein lo yorshim, and he has no children. Why are we focusing on a ger? Because a regular Jew has the whole Jewish people's extended family tree. There's always a yoresh somewhere. But a ger who's converted is severed from his parents above, and if he has no children, then he has no heirs below. So it becomes, so to speak, an ownerless, utterly ownerless cow. Even so, it doesn't matter. So the Tanakama, the cow still gets killed. Hare elu chayav misa. The cow in all cases are chayav misa. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says on the last three, if they're really ownerless, so then they don't have there's no owner, then indeed the cow would be pater. So that means a shor hamidbar, the feral, wild cow out of the bushes, shor hekdesh, or a cow that's owned by the Beis Hamikdash, not by any person, or shor hagerish hames, or the cow that's owned by the convert who died, leaving no heirs. So then, patura min hamisa, that cow is exempt from being killed, lefisha ein lehem bailam, since it has no owner. The difference between the regular shor midbar and the shor hagerish ein lo yorshim is that the chiddush is, even if when the cow, because those are both ownerless, utterly ownerless, the chiddush is that utterly ownerless. So the difference is, the chiddush is that even if when the cow did the goring, it had an owner, the ger was his owner, and then before the cow could be brought to justice, whatever. So then the owner died, so it had an owner at the time. Still, the cow's exempt, says the Tanakama, and says the Rabbi Yehuda, says this Tana, cow still is exempt. Yep. Very good.